welcome to This Week in Debian, the podcast bringing you the latest interviews and news inside the Debian community, brought to you by frostbitemedia.org, the network bringing you your favorite GNU Linux podcasts.
Welcome to Worcester. $1.25, please.
Hey, it's Towbooth Willie. Haven't seen you in a long time. How's it going, man?
Good. Thanks for asking, Pop.
Hey, Willie, the last time I talked to you, you said you were installing Fedora on your computer. How's that working out for you?
Hey, can't complain, Pop. How's by you?
Oh, it's going good. Dude, I just installed Debian. It is wicked fast and stable.
So where you headed?
Oh, I'm going to the Northeast GNU Linux Fest.
By the way, what is this for?
Well, it's a conference for all GNU Linux users and open source software. There's going to be a keynote speaker. His name is Matt Lee. He's from the Free Software Foundation. He's going to be speaking on free software. And there's also going to be exhibitors there from like GNOME, KDE, and other open source projects where you can talk to them about the various things that they're doing within the project. And it's just going to be a great place to hang out with other GNU Linux users and geek out. Oh, by the way, Willie, the conference is at Worcester State University at 486 Chandler Street. Do you know how to get there?
Well, I know my way around New England, I can tell you that much.
Well, I guess I can just check out the directions on northeastlinuxfest.org. I know they have them there.
Okay, sure.
Oh, hey, Willie, how much is it for the toll?
The state charges $1.25, pal.
Man, $1.25? That's more than my operating system costs. Well, here you go.
Would you like a receipt with that?
Yeah, sure, I'll take one. Thanks.
And here you are.
Well, we'll see you later, Willie. Have a good day.
Hey!
Oh, what? Willie, you want to come with us to the GNU Linux Fest? Come on, man, get out of there. Hop in the car. We'll take off and go and have a great time.
I'm coming out of the booth!
That's right, so if you want to join us and Towbooth Willie at the Northeast GNU Linux Fest, it's going to be in Worcester, Massachusetts, at Worcester State University, located at 486 Chandler Street in the Student Center. It's going to be on April 2nd, starting at 10:30 a.m., going until 3 p.m. There's also going to be an after party at Jillian's, so come on down and have a great time. Visit us at northeastlinuxfest.org, and please, if you plan on coming, register so that way we know who to expect and who's coming. Again, visit us at the website, northeastlinuxfest.org. We hope to see you soon. Hello, welcome to This Week in Debian. Today we have a news segment for Debian, and before we get into that, I'd like to mention the Northeast GNU Linux Fest. That is going to be this Saturday, April 2nd, starting at 10:30 a.m. until 3 p.m. It's going to be at Worcester State University in the Student Center. I'd like to thank you for everyone that has registered, and that's going to be coming. It's going to be a great time. There's going to be lots of people there, and I'm very excited and can't wait for it to happen. There's going to be some great speakers, a party at Jillian's. So again, if you want to go register, you want to show up, it's April 2nd. The website is northeastlinuxfest.org, and I'd like to thank everyone that's coming. And we're looking forward to seeing you there. So the first thing we're going to talk about in the news is it looks like DebConf 12 is going to be held in Nicaragua. It's going to be the first time that DebConf has been held in Central America. There is no definite date yet, but it will be in Nicaragua, DebConf 12, and I highly recommend everyone going. I'm sure everyone in Central America is excited about this. It's good. Like I said, it's the first time it's going to be there. Unfortunately, I missed it when it was in New York, DebConf 12, because I was an idiot, and I feel I just wish I could have made it that time. So definitely go there, check it out. If you want to see, learn more about it, you can go to debconf.org, and you can probably learn more about it there. I'm gonna so check that out, Nicaragua in 2012. So the next thing is the Debian Derivatives Exchange Project. So it's DEX. It looks like Zach and let's see here, Matt Zimmerman, I think is his name, from Ubuntu. It looks like they started this project, and this is a really great project. Essentially, what they're going to do is they want to work with all of the downstream derivatives of Debian. and say if there's a Debian derivative that may have come up with a new program, or maybe has adjusted something in GNOME or whatever it may be. Instead of that project having to maintain the program, what they can do is work with Dext, and they will essentially put the program upstream into Debian, and I'm assuming Debian's going to be reviewing these things, obviously, but then Debian will implement this technology into Debian, and then everyone downstream from Debian will benefit from this, which I think is great. I'm a strong believer in working with upstream, and I think this is a fantastic idea and project. This coincides with the Debian front desk project, with working with upstreams, filing bugs and stuff. And I think this is going to be great. So instead of some small distribution that might have a really cool idea and just working on it themselves, they can benefit with all of the Debian programmers contributing to this program. And again, once it goes into Debian, everyone else benefits from it because it trickles down from Debian. And I just think this is a great idea. I want to commend Zach and Matt for coming up with this project. It looks like they're both of these guys are working together on it, and I think it's fantastic. I think nothing but good will come out of this, and I'm excited to see what will happen with this, because Debian will also benefit from this. It's not just the projects downstream, but Debian will also get new technology from, you know, the downstream people. So I think it's great, and I think it's a great idea. And I can't wait to see what comes of it. Obviously, it's in the early stages right now, but we'll see what happens in the next year or two. I think that's great. And then the next thing is Debian wins two categories at it's the Linux New Media Awards. I have to be honest with you, I've never heard of this before, but it's pretty cool that you know, Debian won two of the seven categories. The first category is let's see here. They won an award for the best open source server distribution, which is understandable. Debian has a reputation of being extremely stable, and I can't imagine, you know, I would imagine that most GNU Linux servers are either Red Hat or Debian, so obviously this is an obvious choice for Debian to win this project. It says here that they won the award for pioneering work in the technical field of servers, but they also won because of their definition of free software and standards. Yeah, free software standards and processes, which I would highly agree with. Like I said, Debian has been the first popular GNU Linux distribution to release a completely free kernel, and it might not meet the FSF's qualifications, but I think it's really close, and you have to commend Debian for doing something like this. And I just, you know, that's why I am a fan of Debian, for their stance of free software, and I just think that that's great now that they're getting more recognition for doing stuff like this. So I think that's great. And it looks like the second award they won was for, well, it was actually presented by Karsten Gerloff, who's the president of the Free Software Foundation of Europe. He particularly emphasized Debian's dedication to free software, which again comes back to the kernel. Quality is the focus of everyone's attention, Carlos said, but great software is worth nothing without freedom, he said, which is, I think, is an awesome quote. So, again, that's the second award that they won in this, and I think that that's fantastic that that Debian is being recognized for their stance on software freedom, and I think that's great. So that's all that's going on right now, but I also want to mention DebConf 11, which is going on in July. I do not think registrations have been open yet. I think they said the end of March, which is, you know, it's coming up close. So I would, if you want to check it out, it's debconf11.debconf.org. Again, that website is debconf11.debconf.org. Check it out. It's got a lot of great information. It's in Bosnia this year, and sounds really exciting. Obviously, you'll see a lot of the Debian guys there and be a part of the community, and there'll be lots of talks, lots of hacking, lots of programming, and it'll be a great time. So, like I said, I would definitely check it out. I'd like to thank everyone for listening and downloading. If you're so inclined, if you want to visit frostbitemedia.org and push the donate button, we'd appreciate it. We thank everyone for listening, and I'd like to thank the Debian community for letting me be a part of this and participating in the ways that I can participate in. And everyone's been great in the Debian community. I want to thank everyone. And again, if there's anyone that wants to get interviewed on This Week in Debian, if you're doing anything interesting or you know someone that's doing something interesting, or even if you don't think it's interesting, I'm sure somebody else will, please get a hold of us at feedback@frostbitemedia.org. We'd love to have you on and talk about what's going on in Debian. Spread the word. Maybe you can get more volunteers than whatever you're working on. So again, that email address is feedback@frostbitemedia.org. Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you next week. Thank you for listening to This Week in Debian. If you know someone, or you yourself, are in the Debian community, please get a hold of us so we can interview you. If you'd like to get a hold of us, our email address is feedback@frostbitemedia.org. Again, that email address is feedback@frostbitemedia.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.